With a wing beat of up to 70 beats per second, these energetic flyers delight observers with their aerial acrobatics. They hover in mid-air, zip to and fro among nectar-brimmed flowers, and perform dramatic courtship dances in the sky. They may be the smallest birds in the world, but they spark great interest among bird enthusiasts and novices. We are, of course, talking about hummingbirds. I'm Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This is Bay Birds. More than 320 species of hummingbird exist in the world and can only be found in the Western Hemisphere. The Bay Area is home to six of them. Four of these species are quite rare here. These include the black-chinned hummingbird, Costa's hummingbird, Calliope hummingbird, and Rufous hummingbird. Anna's hummingbird is found commonly year-round, and Allen's hummingbirds are common here during their breeding season from February through July. How can you tell if you've discovered an Allen's or an Anna's hummingbird? Identification can sometimes be quite tricky, especially since many hummingbird species, including Anna's and Allen's, can breed together to create hybrid species. Come spring, however, positively identifying the male Allen's or Anna's hummingbirds can be relatively easy. Allen's hummingbirds have a metallic bronze-green head and back and an iridescent coppery red throat. Anna's hummingbirds have a metallic green back and a dark rose-red crown and neck that flash a brilliant red when the sun hits it just right. These bright flashes of color found on most hummingbirds aren't actually pigments at all. They are iridescence, much like the colors you might find on a soap bubble. When a hummingbird's feathers catch the sunlight just right, we and any potential mates nearby see a brilliant display of color. Male Anna's hummingbirds also perform a remarkable dance in the sky. They begin with a song while hovering in one spot, then quickly climb high in the air, dive down in a J-shaped pattern, and start all over again. Male Allen's hummingbirds perform a dance that some suggest resembles a pendulum swinging back and forth. Each dance includes a kamikaze-style downward dive at top speed that concludes with an explosive pop or whistle, the origin of which is debated, but whether it is vocal or from air rushing through the bird's feathers, it is sure to impress any female nearby to witness it. Weighing less than a nickel, these tiny flyers also pack some remarkable power. A hummingbird's pectoral muscles, the muscles necessary for flight, comprise almost 30% of the bird's body weight. Their unique wing design enables them to move their wings in a figure-eight pattern, making them the only birds that can fly backward as well as forward, sideways, up and down, and able to turn on a dime and hover like a helicopter. They can fly up to 30 miles per hour, and in a dive, reach speeds up to 60 miles per hour. This remarkable flying ability requires plenty of energy, and to keep up the pace, hummingbirds feed up to 8 times an hour and must consume more than their body weight in food every day. A good mixture of nectar, small flying insects, and spiders help them meet this goal. Our local Anna's hummingbird actually holds the title of greatest insect consumer of any North American hummingbird, especially during breeding season when extra protein is a must. Despite their small size, hummingbirds are one of the most aggressive bird species. You may spy them attacking each other to defend feeding and breeding territories, including your feeders if you have them, and they can regularly be spied attacking much larger birds like jays, crows, and hawks that encroach on their airspace. Interested in attracting hummingbirds to your garden? Plant California natives and entice them in. Ceanothus, or California lilac, is a preferred plant for hummingbirds to nest in. Sticky monkey flower, California currant, penstemon, California fuchsia, and sage, and Indian paintbrush are just a few native California plants that will entice hummingbirds to your yard. If you'd like to learn more about attracting hummingbirds or other remarkable flyers to your garden, contact the California Native Plant Society. They are a wonderful resource. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito and Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from RadioSausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at richardsonbay.audubon.org. This is Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.